The Reserve Bank back today with the cash rate call. The OCR currently sits, of course, at 5.5. They claim that is all they need to do, and it's widely expected there will be no movement today. However, a number of banks suggests one more rise is coming, so we look for the commentary. Of course, the former Reserve Bank economist Michael Riddell's back with us. Michael, morning to you. What's your thinking on, just broadly, the state of the economy as you see it and see it for the rest of the year and going into next year? How much trouble are we in?
It's needed to slow. It needs to slow quite a lot. That's what happens when inflation gets into the system. You've got to squeeze it out. There are a number of signs that suggest that we're approaching some sort of turning point. The dairy numbers overnight, some of the business surveys. The really concerning thing is that we've not yet seen signs that inflation's coming down.
No.
And so if core inflation's not coming down yet, the Reserve Bank needs to be keeping up the pressure to squeeze it back out of the system.
Do they need to keep up the pressure at the level they've got or more?
It's difficult to tell. I think no economist should oversell the confidence that they have in their view. I think there's a case probably for rates being a bit higher than they are. If you look around a lot of other advanced countries in the world, their rates now are pretty similar to where they were before the 08-09 crisis. Ours are more than 250 points lower than that. A bunch of other countries, Australia, Canada, the US, are seeing inflation start to turn down. We are not.
No.
So, on balance, I think you could make a credible case for at least signalling the prospect of some more tightening now or in the next 2 or 3 months.
How have we allowed to get the wage, and the numbers came out yesterday, the wage numbers to be so damaging to inflation? How did we allow that to happen, knowing the damage?
Well, it's not that wages are the problem per se. The big problem is that the Reserve Bank allowed inflation to get away. Once inflation gets away, of course wage earners are going to want compensation, and that's only realistic. You'd expect real wages won't fall over time. They'll keep up more or less with inflation. The big problem was that our Reserve Bank and market economists and central banks around the world misjudged how we were coming through the pandemic and emerging from it. And then as they saw the signs of inflation, they were too slow to jump to get on top of it. And now we're rushing around, we and other countries, trying to get back on top of this.
Indeed.
So don't blame the wage earners. The wage earners are doing what's natural.
See, Michael, I do. I mean, yes, it is natural, I do. But I do, because, I mean, what we know is that they shouldn't have fire-hosed the economy the way they did, and the closed borders and the lack of labour, and I get all of that. But the more you give people 6, 7, 8% pay rises, the longer this is going to go.
Well, I mean, to some extent that's true, but I mean, what happens when prices go up, when wages don't rise, is that profits rise. So you can as equally turn the emphasis on profits that businesses are making. I prefer not to put them on either. The labour market's a decentralised thing. It's not as if there's a union movement largely that gets together and said, we've got to have 8% increases rather than 5. Mm. This is mostly individual employers saying, we need to get good staff, we need to hold them and retain them. What are we going to have to pay? And that's going to be more or less in line with inflation.
Broadly speaking, you think Adrian will come out today with a commentary that suggests he thinks he's on top of it or not?
I think there's a reasonably good chance of that. I mean, he quoted that word confident the last time they reviewed things. This is Adrian. He doesn't change his rhetoric very easily. I'd be a bit surprised. There'll be a few nods to some of the troubling data, but I think they'll put a lot of emphasis on things like the inflation expectations data that were published yesterday that did show something of a drop.
Always a pleasure, Michael. Appreciate it very much. Michael Riddell, former Reserve Bank economist.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.